All right, welcome to April 25th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1917, happy birthday Ella Fitzgerald, aka the First Lady of Song, the Queen of Jazz, Lady Ella. She was a notable interpreter of the Great American Songbook, and throughout her 60-year-long career, she sold over 40 million copies of her 70-plus albums, won 13 Grammys, and was awarded the National Medal of Arts by Ronald Reagan, as well as the Presidential Medal of Freedom by George H.W. Bush. But possibly the coolest thing about Ella Fitzgerald, if she married Darth Vader, her name would be Ella Vader. Cool. Moving up to 1964. And LBJ appoints General William Westmoreland to command the MACV. President Johnson made the announcement on April 25th, and Westmoreland took his role on June 20th. Westy had come from a long line of military ancestors dating all the way back to the American Revolution. He fought in World War II, as well as the Korean War, and rose up the ranks to a four-star general. When he was appointed commander of the MACV, or the Military Assistance Command in Vietnam, he fought what basically was a war of attrition. And he was basically counting the dead bodies on the enemy side as victories. That worked okay at first. But the American people began to get skeptical. As the enemy body count increased, so did the American and South Vietnamese body count. And then came the Tet Offensive, which pretty much ended his command in Vietnam. Viet Cong troops attacked and seized cities and sites, and that's not how you beat the enemy. News coverage from Saigon hit the US, and American approval of the war began to wane. Westy requested 200,000 more troops, but Lyndon Johnson told him to come home and serve as Chief of Staff for the U.S. Army. During Westmoreland's time in Vietnam, the number of troops engaged in the Vietnam War increased from less than 20,000 to about 500,000. Now, in Civil War news, 1864, Battle of Mark's Mills takes place on April 25th. Moving back for just 1 second, 30 years. John Marks established a flour and sawmill in Cleveland County in South Arkansas in 1834. Now, back to 1864, three battles took place south central Arkansas as part of the Union's Red River Campaign. And if you really want to get the whole skinny on these, then there are state parks in the area which contain all this information and more. You've got Poison Springs, Jenkins Battleground, Ferry State Parks, and Marks Mills. This is the Red River Campaign here, folks. This campaign was an attempt for the Union Army to get Texas from the Confederates. In 1864, on April 25th, Confederate troops under James F. Fagan overwhelmed a small Union detachment commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Francis M. Drake, leading to the Union abandonment in Cleveland County. Finally, back to music news. 1994, Hell is officially frozen over. The Eagles played the first of two shows where they recorded their Hell Freezes Over record. The powerhouse of Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Don Felder, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Joe Walsh, or as he used to call himself, Joe Walsh, got back together again. The new CD included an acoustic rendition of Hotel California, which we've all heard a million times. And the name of the album was taken from Glenn Frey's earlier answer to the question, when will the Eagles get back together?
She lit up a candle, and she showed me the way. There were voices down there.